Alaska has so much coastline, it's just a few thousand miles shy of being able to wrap around the Earth twice. And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, wants to help the state of Alaska identify areas along its coast best suited for growing marine plants and shellfish. Danielle Blacklock is the director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Aquaculture.
As a complement to wild harvested seafood, aquaculture, or mariculture, is vital for supporting our nation's coastal communities and feeding our growing population. In a changing climate, we must look to the ocean for sustainable food, as foods from the sea are good for people, good for the planet, and good for the economy.
It's a somewhat new endeavor for NOAA. They're already working to identify what they call aquaculture opportunity areas, or AOAs, in Southern California and the Gulf of Mexico, but those are in federal waters.
Alaska presents a really exciting opportunity to show how dynamic this planning process can be.
During a press call June 1st, Blacklock said this will be the first partnership focusing on state waters, within 3 miles of Alaska's coastline specifically. It'll require collaboration between state and federal agencies.
So that means a true partnership with the state.
Blacklock says Alaska's plan will focus solely on marine invertebrates and macroalgae, since farming finfish in state waters is illegal. She explained NOAA will use environmental, economic, and cultural data to determine the size and location for potential aquaculture development zones.
They will produce a peer-reviewed aquaculture opportunity atlas that shares this data and the resulting maps with the public.
Blacklock says the decision to look into aquaculture opportunities in Alaska comes after public support from Alaska Native organizations, multiple arms of the Alaska state government, and fisheries stakeholders during public comment in 2020. State officials are publicly welcoming the collaboration. They say the rapid increase in aquaculture projects in Alaska necessitates collaboration and new innovative solutions. Sam Raybung is the head of commercial fisheries for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which oversees operational permits for aquatic farms in Alaska. The state's ambitious goal envisions a $100 million mariculture industry in Alaska by 2040.
The collaborative effort necessary to establish aquaculture opportunity areas will provide an opportunity for agencies and stakeholders to ensure important current uses and activities are identified and considered in advance.
Raybung says a large part of evaluating permit applications is evaluating their proposed locations. Although no areas are off limits, having predetermined opportunity areas will help streamline the process, which involves an aquatic land lease from the State Department of Natural Resources and an operational permit from ADF&G.
We're not interested in leasing or permitting an area that's going to create a conflict. And to me, that's the biggest value of this exercise, is we're going to identify areas of potential conflict in advance so people don't play wrong guess when they are applying for farm sites.
The announcement comes as Alaska is moving to bolster its mariculture industry from within. A bill signed into law by Governor Mike Dunleavy last July expands permitting for farming shellfish like crab, razor clams, or abalone. There's also interest in the environmental benefits of aquatic plants as a way to fight climate change. NOAA plans to finance the science and public outreach through funding already appropriated specifically for use in aquaculture. State agencies will operate within their existing budgets. Plus, there is funding headed for Alaska mariculture, a $49 million grant cluster from the federal government, more than $25 million for mariculture research from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council, and a $5 million mariculture matching grant from the state legislature. Next is outreach within Alaska communities and organizations. This planning process may take upwards of 3 years, but Blacklock says it's all to feed the growth of a productive and sustainable mariculture industry in Alaska. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.